I had always been a spectator of the art of farming, and as a result, never realized how difficult it was until those few months of my life in 1993, when I had to assist in farming in the village of Kamato. The village inhabitants were all farmers, so I had no way to escape this fate. Before the war, when I visited my grandmother during harvest season, the only thing she let me do was pour wine on the soil around the farm before harvest commenced, as part of a ceremony to thank the ancestors and the gods for providing fertile soil, healthy rice, and a successful farming year. The first task we were given was to clear a massive plot of land the size of a football field. When we went to look at the bush that was supposed to be cut, I knew tough days lay ahead. The bush was thick and there were lots of palm trees, each surrounded by trees that had woven their branches together. It was difficult to get around them and chop them down. The ground was covered with decayed leaves that had changed the top color of the brown soil to dark. Termites could be heard rummaging under the rotten leaves. Every day, we would repeatedly stoop and stand under the bushes, swinging machetes and axes at the trees and palms that had to be cut lower to the ground so that they wouldn't grow fast again and disrupt the crop that was to be planted. Sometimes when we swung the machetes and axes, their weight would send us flying into the bushes, where we would lie for a bit and rub our aching shoulders. Jabrila's uncle would shake his head and say, "You lazy town boys." On the first morning of clearing, Jabrila's uncle assigned each of us a portion of the bush to be cut down. We spent 3 days cutting down our portions. He was done in less than 3 hours. When I had the cutlass in my hand to start attacking the bush, Jabrila's uncle couldn't help himself. He burst out laughing before he showed me how to hold the cutlass properly. I spent restless minutes swinging the cutlass with all my might at trees that he would cut with one strike. The first 2 weeks were extremely painful. I suffered from back pains and muscle aches. Worst of all, the flesh on the palms of my hands was peeled, swollen, and blistered. My hands were not used to holding a machete or an axe. After the clearing was done, the bush was left to dry. Later, when the cut bush was dried, we set fire to it and watched the thick smoke rise to the blue summer sky. Next, we had to plant cassava. To do this, we dug mini holes in the ground using hoes. To take a break from this task, which required us to bend our upper bodies toward the ground for hours, we fetched cassava stalks, cut them into shorter pieces, and placed them in the holes. The only sounds we heard as we walked were the humming of tunes by expert farmers, the occasional flapping of a bird, the snaps of tree branches breaking in the nearby forest, and hellos from neighbors traveling the path, either to their own farms or back to the village. At the end of the day, I sometimes would sit on a log at the village square and watch the younger boys play their wrestling games. One of the boys, about 7, always started a fight, and his mother would pull him away by his ear. I saw myself in him. I was a troublesome boy as well and always got into fights in school and at the river. Sometimes I stoned kids I couldn't beat up. Since we didn't have a mother at home, Junior and I were the misfits in our community. The separation of our parents left marks on us that were visible to the youngest child in our town. We became the evening gossip. "Those poor boys," some would say, "they aren't going to have a good and complete training," others would worryingly remark as we walked by. I was so angry at the way they pitied us that sometimes I would kick their children's behinds at school, especially those who gave us the look that said, "My parents talk about you a lot." We farmed for 3 months at Kamato, and I never got used to it. The only times I enjoyed were the afternoon breaks, when we went swimming in the river. There, I would sit on the clear sandy bottom of the river and let the current take me downstream, where I would resurface, put on my dirty clothes, and return to the farm. The sad thing about all that hard labor was that, in the end, it all went to ruin, because the rebels did eventually come, and everyone ran away, leaving their farms to be covered by weeds and devoured by animals. It was during that attack in the village of Kamato that my friends and I separated. It was the last time I saw Junior, my older brother.